Stephen Brown, Everly Lane, Bishop Auckland.
Okay, Stephen, and what are you doing here at the 4 o'clock centre today?
Well, I've got a display of my glasses that I make from cutting bottles in half. I take an old wine bottle or a whiskey bottle or anything like that, beer bottle, cut it in two, polish the edges so they're nice and smooth.
I like that one.
And then you could put a tea light in or even drink out of it if you wanted to, or put a candle in. They make quite good candlesticks.
They're lovely. Where did you get the idea for this?
I think actually I saw something on the internet and I thought, oh, that looks interesting, so I'll have a go at doing that. And it's quite therapeutic actually, because it's nice to actually cut a bottle in two and get it and see what you what you end up with.
Is it hard to do? It looks intricate.
I wouldn't say it was hard to do, but it can be time consuming because sometimes the bottle will crack just where you don't want it to. But I think I've got the knack now, so I can cut a bottle in about 30 seconds.
And there's some really kind of imaginative use here, isn't there? So can you just describe one or two of these for me? The one that catches my eye is the... Well, it looks like a goblet at the back, but what was that?
Yeah, that's quite a big Tia Maria bottle.
Right.
Cut in half and the bottom glued onto the top.
Yeah.
So we've got quite a big Tia Maria goblet, and it's quite plain at the moment. It's got no etching or no pictures or anything on it, but it's just waiting for somebody to say, can you print me happy birthday or something on it.
Yeah, and do you do the etching as well?
Yes, I can do etching, sandblasting, engraving. So like I've done this particular wine bottle I'd already cut in not quite half, and I took a photograph. Well, I was given a photograph of the memorial window at the 4 o'clock, and what I've tried to do as best as I could was engrave the window on this piece of glass. And I think it's come out okay, pretty good for a first try.
Yeah, that's really good. Now, the one that's catching everybody's attention is this little Cointreau bottle down here.
Oh, yes.
Can you just describe that for me?
Yes, I love my wife loves Cointreau. And the Cointreau actually comes in a really lovely little bottle. It's an amber-coloured bottle. And you can hear how it goes back together.
Yeah.
I haven't cut it in half. I've sliced a side off and polished the edges so they're lovely and smooth. So the larger part makes a serving dish. It's full of sweets at the moment. It's quite a nice serving dish. And the top could quite easily hold a candle, tea light, or ashtray if people still smoke those things.
Yes. It makes a perfect bonbon dish. So do you actually do this? You made a business out of this?
No, it's just a hobby at the moment. It would be nice to actually sell some.
Yeah.
So I'm just selling most of them today for £1 each, just to try and pay for some of the tools that I use.
And if anybody wants to get a look at your work or maybe see it or buy some, where would they get in touch?
Well, I've called this hobby Half Cut Glass, and I've got a Facebook page. If you type in Half Cut Glass, you should see me on there.
Thank you. Stephen, thank you very much. I hope it goes really well for you this morning.
Thank you.
I think it's lovely stuff. Thank you.
Thank you very much.